This is Griff Jenkins at the debate site in Cleveland. Illinois' governor is in quarantine for 2 weeks after a staffer tested positive for COVID-19.
The staffer had attended events with Governor J.B. Pritzker all last week, including in Chicago and Marion. The aide tested positive on Monday after feeling symptoms. Pritzker and other members of his administration all tested negative.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some really exciting things are happening as September comes to an end and October begins. Tonight's low down to about 53. That's nice. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Sunshine, low 70s. Then on Thursday, we warm up again up to about 80 degrees. But that's before the second cold front arrives. That's got the real deal fall air back behind it. We'll barely make the low 70s on Friday and fall to the upper 40s, I think, Friday night into Saturday morning. And that'll lead to a beautiful October weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelected. We cannot win this reelection. We can only re-elect Donald Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer. Matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the Legal Disclaimer.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
This is your roving reporter. Today, I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Earnest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Loch.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Earnest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Earnest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
It's the fight of the century.
Let's get ready to rumble!
In this corner, wearing the blue suit and the festively colored orange hair, the champion, Donald, four more years, Trump.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
And in this corner, wearing a puzzled expression on his face, the challenger, Joe, Sleepy Joe, Biden.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
All right, gentlemen. Listen to my instructions at all times. No punching below the belt. No talking about one another's mama. And no Russian collusion. All right? Take off your mask. Come out fighting. Hit it on. All right, Joe, I said take off your mask. Well, I'll get it for you. Wait a minute. This is Kamala Harris.
That was a blistering right from the champion, and Kamala Harris is down. And the ring girl comes into the ring. That's got to be the ugliest ring girl I ever saw. No, wait, that's Nancy Pelosi.
Don't mess with me.
And the referee is not signaling if the debate is over. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From our super secret studio, where we already had the drinks and snacks set up for the debate, David Ernest presents the Health and Wealth Show. And there should never be a debate about who's going to take care of your money. I know a guy who's been doing it for almost 40 years and never had a complaint.
I got a complaint.
What's your complaint?
There's no light in the men's robe.
Okay. Here's a flashlight. Knock yourself out.
Okay.
What?
An idiot.
Now, here he is, Alabama's favorite asset preservationist. It's David Ernest.
Yeah. Hey, Rusty, you got me so tore up, man. I
knocked yourself out, man.
This is crazy. It's crazy.
Okay, well, real quick, I want to ask you something. I want to ask your opinion. I got something for you here. What do you think? Now, they say that our governor may extend this mask thing. What do you think?
We're going to have to watch the series of the Long Ranger?
I guess so, because they're talking about she's going to extend it. Now, Florida's open.
Yeah.
Tennessee's open.
Yeah.
But there's...
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to Florida.
Well, there you go. But this might be...
I am. I'm thinking I'm going to go down there.
Might be a little song you want to take with you when you go. Yeah.
Take this mask and shut. Shopping in this place for almost 15 years. And I've seen all kinds of viruses, but I've never lived in fear. Now I know that Corona's real and it probably ain't a lot to ask. But I ain't a bank robber and I ain't the Lone Ranger and I don't want to wear this mask. Take this mask and shove it. Real bad dude, and they say there ain't no cure. Hydroxychloroquine or a new vaccine, I just can't be sure. Think I'll drink a little shine every morning when I start my day. Might not kill the virus, but it'll give me the courage to say, take this mask and shove it.
Nose covered. Nobody's covered their nose.
There you go. Well, you know, I go in Walmart, and everybody's got one on, but they got to pull down below their nose.
They can't breathe.
But they did take all the cattle
stuff down in front.
Cattle stuff?
You know, the fence.
Oh, yeah,
And they took all that down, and they took up all the little signs that tells you which way to go up and down the thing.
Because nobody ever paid any attention to it.
I was really...
We're not cattle.
I was really trying to do that.
Can cattle read? I don't know the...
Well, them smart cows. That's the ones that's always out there. They don't never get eat up. We lived in Corpus Christi, Texas, and there was an Arby's. And it's like this barbed wire fence ran along this field and had all these big old longhorn cows back there. And it cut back and went around the Arby's, and it came back to the road. So the Arby's was kind of sitting in the field, and all these longhorns were walking around.
Oh,
and I said, I could just imagine one day one of them's out there. Said, any of y'all seen Robert?
He's over at Arby's.
I guess so.
And he's not having an Arby's. He's part of Arby's.
But you always knew the meat was fresh.
Yeah. You know, this is presidential debate night.
Yes.
Round one.
It'll be in almost 2 hours.
Almost 2 hours. I'm sitting on needles and pins here.
Yeah. I noticed you kind of squirming a little bit.
Yeah. There. You know, we can say, why debate? Why debate? You know, why not? Trump's going to eat him up and spit him out.
Well, this is what I'm looking for. Trump's going to want to talk about the things he's done and what the Democrats haven't done.
Right.
He'll probably mention Hunter Biden and that little $3.5 million that he got the other day from Ukraine
Ukraine. The board he's sitting on.
Yes.
If I could sit on a board
and get $3.5 million, sweet.
I mean, I can sit on a board.
But all I look for from Biden is personal tax. That's all it's going to be is personal tax.
We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. I had all this figured out when they started talking about it. He's a real estate developer. We know what he did. I mean, we know what all real estate developers have done to defer their tax. I'm talking about Donald Trump.
Oh, you mean, yeah. Well,
oh,
yeah.
Forget the hairy legs. He don't even know the first thing about real estate.
Do you think that the guy that owns the mini mart down there went and put all his money into it? No.
Mm-mm.
He went to the bank, got some money, and that way his stuff is protected.
Yeah.
If you know that, and it ain't no skin off anybody's nose. If he goes out of business, the bank gets it and gets their money. He just goes and tries something else.
Exactly. So, you know, we can say, why debate? Well, I can also say, why debate about protecting your assets? Why even have a debate about it?
Exactly.
You know, Trump, your assets. Let's do what Trump did. Let's Trump our assets. Let's lock them in. You know, Trump is all about using the Trump card. When it came to paying taxes...
That's his card.
That's his card. He didn't pay. I mean, he didn't pay very much, okay? So let's pull the Trump card, let's pay less taxes, and let's lose less in the market. Let's be a Trump. I guarantee you that most of Trump's money is not in the losable stock market.
Right.
I can almost guarantee it. I don't know for a fact, but I can almost guarantee it that he is in stuff that he's controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Why? He's a smart guy. But, you know, there's things that developers use to carry forward for tax write-offs. You know, back in the crash, technically on paper, Trump lost $1 billion. Do you know how big $1 billion is?
That's a lot of money.
But essentially what he did is he lost it in one hand, but the other hand gained it back. You got to think of it. Just think, okay, this hand, it fell out, but he recreated it in another hand by doing some things, renewing the ownership. Guys, ownership is everything.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you change ownership of something, then that means the other one that owned it, maybe it was a trust, maybe it was something else, it lost it, okay? Now, how in between we did it? No, you'd have to talk to him. This is my estimation of what happened. So now he's got $1 billion, but he didn't really lose it because he took it out of one pocket and put it in the other. You know, if you take something out of one pocket and put it in the other pocket, do you still have it?
It's just you change pockets. Yeah.
Yes. So you changed ownership maybe or something like that. And now he has this great $1 billion write-off that he carries forward for at least 20 years or longer.
Uh-huh.
And his capital gains reduction for however much he wants to use, probably. You can check with an accountant. You can go to... The man's not breaking the law. These are idiots out there saying, oh, he's not paying taxes.
As a matter of fact, I believe they said that Biden actually wrote the legislation and the bill that allows him to do this.
So Mr. Hairy Legs has already forgot, you know.
Have you seen his latest picture?
That don't look like that. Looks pretty ugly.
That looks just like him. I showed him a picture of Walter, Jeff Dunham's puppet. He looks just like Joe Biden.
I know. Look, it all boils down to being smart.
Oh, yeah.
The battle of the Texas tax returns. You know, that's absurd. And now Kamala Harris is saying, hey, Trump needs to go to the penitentiary. His daughter needs to go to the penitentiary. Everybody that touched it, had anything to do with him, they need to go to the you know, the penitentiary. You know, for following tax law that Biden created, they want to go to the penitentiary. This is talking out of one side of your mouth while you're doing something on the other side. They created this tax abatement. They created this tax avoidance. And this is a smart cookie. Trump is a very smart, intelligent person. Let me ask you a question, Rusty.
Sure. I'll do my best.
Let's pretend that you were Joe Biden.
Oh, you cut me deep there, man. Wait, but I'll try for the sake of argument here.
Okay. And you have a $1 billion write-off.
Wait a minute. I'm Joe Biden, right?
Ow!
I wish we were on TV.
Oh, yeah, you did act like it. But that's probably what he's going to do.
Bump his head.
Yeah. And he bumped his head, and he said, I don't want to use the $1 billion. It's not right. I want to give it to the Treasury of the United States of America.
You go right ahead.
Are you an idiot?
Yes, he
would be. And he's got hairy legs, too.
I don't. You know, I hear people all the time, we don't pay enough taxes. You go write a check.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
They'll take a donation. We do not have a fool in charge, guys. We have a very wise person that knows how to do that. He hires good accountants. He hires good attorneys. They know the tax law.
Yeah.
You know, he lost. Can you get out a pencil and a paper and you write it out? 1000,000,000,000,000.
How many zeros is that?
Nine. That's
zero.
$1 billion with a B dollars.
Man,
let's assume that off of his so-called $3 billion of assets, that maybe it's kicking off, I don't know. Let's just say it was kicking off $100-200 million a year, or maybe more. Maybe it's kicking off $300-400 million.
Is that interest or
that's
he's earning?
Just, whatever it is.
Right.
So he's using all his other deductions, his salary, all these things he's paying, you know, overhead and everything. So it's, you know, it's pulling it down. And then he uses the remainder of his carryover from his $1 billion of losses from the Great Recession.
In 2007, 2009,
8, 9, whatever, whenever he flipped over.
Yeah.
And he starts writing off whatever he wants to write off according to the schedule that it allows.
Right.
Where did he go wrong?
Well, I don't think he did anything.
No. He didn't. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Do you think that there's any sane person out there that knows anything about this that wouldn't have done the same thing?
Now, you're not talking about the Democrats, are you?
Not the Democrats, no.
Because I'm thinking they got hold of some loco weed or something.
I think they're just trying to get reelected or get back in and boot him out, and they're screaming bloody murder, and people are eating the candy because they're ignorant of tax laws and they're ignorant of everything else. There's all kinds of things that Trump is doing. Listen, he's paying, let me tell you, he's paying massive real estate taxes to the revenue commissioners of those counties. That's a different kind of tax. In other words, when you pay tax on your house, he's not getting out of that. He's paying millions probably on that. He's paying all kinds of taxes on his employee salaries. He's paying Social Security and matching all that on.
He's paying millions of dollars. Millions.
Yeah.
But they're not talking about that. They're talking about him on his personal taxes. He wrote it down where he didn't know anything. But he still paid millions of dollars to the government. Millions. Mm-hmm. Because he's a businessman and he has to.
But they tell you, well, he didn't pay taxes. Well,
they're liars.
If he didn't pay any, it was because it was written off. What did they say? He paid like $750 in taxes?
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's because he wrote it down with his losses.
Exactly.
Carry forward.
And you?
And other miscellaneous expenses.
And you or me or Joe Biden, anybody that was in that position and could do that, would do the same thing.
It's called tax avoidance. It's not cheating. It's it's legal avoidance, and anybody should do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would they be afraid, or why would they do something stupid like say, oh, I want to pay taxes on an extra $1 billion here?
You remember the hillbillies?
Yeah.
Liberal hillbillies, and Jed wanted to send the government some extra money, and Mr. Drysdale, he starts having the big one right there.
He didn't want to see that money leave Beverly Hills.
I want to help out the government.
Yeah, he really feels it. So why would you feel sorry for the government? They can print all they need anyway. I mean, it's just going to be inflated out from under us anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? This is absurdity. They're going to prosecute him and talk about him not paying his taxes. He pays his taxes. He's paid probably zillions of times. Well, not that much, but many, many, many more times taxes than Kamala Harris has ever seen in money. Although I'm sure she's pocketing millions in those briefcases that she's getting ready to carry around.
She doesn't even know how old she is. Because you remember when they had the debate and she got up there in Joe Biden's face talking about the busing in 1966? And she didn't get to ride on the buses because he cut back on it and all that kind of stuff. Well, come to find out, she was born in 64, and she didn't start school till 1970.
Is that the reason why we heard all that screaming and hollering in the back of the bus?
I guess so.
Get her away. Little baby crying.
Get her away. Yeah, it could have been. But she's just, and she's talking about, Tupac is the best rapper alive.
Really?
Tupac been dead how long? He's been dead a while.
I don't know. I don't pay any attention to them rappers.
Well, he was a good one. As far as rappers go.
I don't pay any attention to them. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about
jumping out in front of bullets, not so good.
I mean, like, I can remember some of the rapping back in the 80s, but that's just...
Well, when it first started, it was cute.
Yeah.
You had Rapper's Delight, and you had the Fresh Prince, and what's his name? My buddy, my friend. What's his name? Can't touch this.
Yeah.
MC Hammer. Yeah. But then they got this gangster rap thing.
Oh, yeah.
They will get out and get some street cred. There's one scene in, did you ever watch The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah.
Rapper was trying to get some street cred. He had to get shot. And so he paid this guy to shoot him. Well, it kind of went south, and he shot him, but he shot him in the butt. So all the other rappers were making fun of him because he got shot in the butt.
That's funny.
And so that would be what would happen to me.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to pay the guy, and then they did shoot him some more.
Yeah. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying to protect your assets.
No. And
all Trump is doing is he's using the Trump card, and you should use the Trump card. You can use a Trump card, too. You can protect your assets from market losses.
Mm-hmm.
You can protect your assets from taxes. Get it, taxes. You can protect your assets from all of these things like judgment-proof your assets.
Mm-hmm.
You can use attorneys and accountants and us for, all these kind of things. There's on and on. There's tremendously different things you can do. But what we do is we sit down with you. We find out, what you got, what's going on and stuff like that. And we find out, one of the most amazing things to me is to find someone who says, I say, how much tax are you paying each year? Then maybe they got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they got $1 million. I say, how much tax are you paying? I don't know. Well, do you get a 1099 or a K-1 or something from those taxes, mutual funds, and all those things? I have to give it to my county. Yeah, I give it to my county. I say, well, you know how much that's going to cost you? After you start calculating it, you find out they're losing $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year they didn't need. It'd be happening.
It could be staying in their accounts.
Right.
It's called tax deferral, tax free. You know, don't tax thee. Well, this is what Trump does.
Uh-huh.
He uses all of the, you know, legal regulatory ways to get around the taxes. What's wrong with that? And why can't we do it? Well, why can't you, the general public, Trump your assets and keep them away from those grimy taxable paws?
And if you want to talk to a guy who can get you into something good, remember that song? I'm trying to remember. Hermans. Into something good?
Yeah.
I know a guy that can get you into something good. David Ernest, 279-7431. This man, he knows his way around your portfolio. Even if he hadn't seen it yet, he can look at it and fix it up. Call him, 279-7431. Put your money where it's going to be safe, and it's going to be there, and it's going to be growing, and it's going to be there when you need it, when you decide that you're going to go to the house, sit on the porch, go fishing, work in the garden, whatever you want to do, the money will be there. 279-7431. And did you hear about the interview Biden did the other day?
What was that?
They asked him if he wore boxers or briefs.
Oh, no, they didn't.
And he said, depends. And speaking of that, my friend Karen over there in Eufaula, she says that Biden better be wearing his depends because they have decided no brakes.
He won't be able to hold it that long.
I know. Old folk, he's, what, 80?
Well, he's getting close.
Yeah, I know. You know, when you got to go, you got
to
go.
That's the reason why Kamala Harris needs to be behind him, holding him up.
And we've got a phone call.
Oh, we got one.
Yeah,
okay.
We got a break coming up here in a minute, but let's see who we got here.
All right.
All right. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself. Don't cuss.
Hey, this is Robert.
Hey, Robert. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
Oh, people don't understand things. The Democrats are using the dumb people to make it seem like it's realistic. They don't explain to them that when you obey the law, which that was Donald Trump did, he obeyed the law. Now, when you break the law with the Democrats, you all right. You got them burnt down somebody's building or just get in the middle of the street and block traffic. Oh, man, you the best person there is on earth. But now, when you obey the law and follow the law, now you all corrupt. All he did was he followed the law. The law says,
amen.
You show all these deductions, you show all these laws, because men have losses now. But, hey, we ain't the only people have losses. And when you show all this, you get this tax break, because this is the way we've written the law.
Yeah.
And he was in the law.
Absolutely.
And I don't pay taxes. I'm going to tell everybody now, I don't pay taxes. I send taxes in throughout the year, just in case I do make too much. I have the money already in there because I won't be able to come up with the end of the year. But if I send in some, guess what? They give it back to me around March.
Yeah.
So when they give it back to me, I really didn't pay.
There you go.
The poor do not pay taxes. We get it back.
Exactly. Yeah. And, but you know, you can get it figured where they don't take it out and that time comes around and you don't get a check, but you don't pay nothing.
You can do it that way, too.
I know everybody likes to get that check.
I'm not a big saver, so at least they save my money to give it back to me.
There you go. That's one good thing about it.
Yeah, forced savings.
All he did was follow the laws that were written in the land.
Absolutely. Exactly.
There you go.
Following law can sound creepy, but it is the law.
But you wouldn't want a president to be your president that was an idiot that wanted to pay more taxes than he needed to.
Exactly. So all the man did, everybody calm down, take a deep breath. All he did was obey the laws of the land.
Amen. There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Robert's always good to hear from you, man. Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it.
Went on the way. Thanks, Robert.
Robert, thank you. That was a great analogy.
It was a great call, and that's exactly right.
Robert's right on.
He pays attention. A lot of folks don't pay attention. That's the thing.
I know it.
You know, they're like, Donald Trump. Don't pay taxes. That's all they hear. And then they lose their mind.
Well, you know, that's what they want to hear.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more Health and Wealth here on News Talk 93.1 FM, home of the Health and Wealth Show. And everybody's favorite asset preservation, that would be this man across from me, David Ernest. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks?
David Ernest of Ernest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Ernest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithernest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Ernest Financial.
If your car won't start, call the mechanic. If your hamster's sick, call the vet. But if you need help with your portfolio,
who you gonna call?
David Ernest. 334-279-7431. He can help you with all your financial needs.
Ain't you got no mom and daddy to tend to it?
You don't want to bother your mama and daddy with that?
I can help you if I don't give out first.
No, that's fine, Carl. You just help yourself to some French fried taters.
All right, then.
Can we get serious?
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Call David Ernest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Ernest.
All right, then.
Call 279-7431. That's 279-7431.
Are you scared?
Don't be. David Ernest has over 30 years of experience. Call David Ernest at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
Who you gonna call?
David Ernest.
All right, then.
I feel good.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show with everybody's favorite asset preservationist, David Ernest. You know, David has a website at retirewithernest.com. You can call him at 279-7431 and set up your consultation that is absolutely free. David's on Facebook at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. And one more thing you need to know about David.
He's my little old dream boy.
So sit right back and relax. It's part two of the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
It's got to be funky.
And it is funky. It's too funky in here. No. You know, a lot of people. You know, I used to announce wrestling on television.
I know.
And I know a lot of folks that know a lot about the wrestling business.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some upset people with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, he came out and endorsed Biden.
I heard.
And, you know, I really think he should have just not endorsed anybody.
He'd been better off.
Because, you know,
showing his ignorance.
Just about anything he's in, a movie, is good.
Yeah.
Even the bad ones that he's in.
Well, he's just trying to follow those Hollywooders.
Yeah, well.
You know, he wants to be one of them.
I think it might hurt. Because the folks that like wrestling.
Yeah.
He don't run into many Biden bumper stickers in the parking lot.
He wasn't thinking very good out of that.
I can't smell what The Rock. Well, no. I can smell what The Rock is cooking. It don't smell good. Hey, we got a phone call.
All right.
Let's see who it is. You're on the air with David Ernest. Identify yourself. Don't cuss.
This is the Cranky Crustacean.
Oh, it's Mr. Crawdad. How you doing, sir?
Hey, guys. Can I ask a question about...
Sure. I might not know the answer,
yeah,
but
go ahead.
We'll find somebody.
Okay. At one time, the country was doing pretty good without having to reach into individual pockets for personal income tax.
Yeah.
And then El Jefe sitting in the White House today, Abraham Lincoln, he decided he needed to pay for a war, so he started taxing folks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was the first president to gather income tax.
It was a temporary thing, I think.
And then we did it again later. I think it was
1913.
Uh-huh. And that was supposed to be temporary.
Yeah.
Of course, now, you know, they told Sitting Bull that things were going to be okay, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, have you seen the remark he made about daylight savings time?
Who, Sitting Bull?
I think it was Sitting Bull.
What did he say?
He said only a white man could think you could take a quilt or a blanket and cut a foot off of it and sew it on the other end, and it'll be longer.
That's good.
There's a lot in there now. His old Indian's pretty smart.
I like that one.
Sitting around smoking the peace pipe, getting all wise and everything.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, given this day and age and where things are, I don't think that the government would be able to do without gathering personal income tax as much as I'd like to think they could.
Mm. correct.
We're spread out right. too much. Yeah, what do you guys
they
think?
They waste too much money.
Well, you know, this is my opinion. Personally, I think that a consumption tax would be better. Because you wouldn't pay taxes unless you consumed. So that meant you would be motivated and, you know, everybody be trying to gather up the money. And you wouldn't have to worry about paying any taxes unless you consumed, which, you know, would drive the taxes. The taxes would have to be at least 23, 24, 25% or higher in federal, in the state, whatever. So say 30%. But you would never have to worry about filing taxes. You would never have to worry about, you know, being. I mean, it would kill the Internal Revenue Services would go practically out of business. Uh-huh. Every accountant and tax advisor out there would not be advising any more about that. You wouldn't have to pay for that. All you have to do is just make money, and the reserves would build up. Now they say, "Well, wait a minute. How could you make this work with the poor people? Not fair about the poor people." Well, there's. They would get extra money every year per month to make up for the difference. So it worked. But you know what? The tax laws are so convoluted, and, you know, they paid off Peter to pay Paul and all that kind of stuff and favoritisms and all this kind of crap that goes on. Nobody wants to change anything, especially the politicians, because they're getting all their money in briefcases anyway.
Mm-hmm. I think they got used to it.
Yeah.
The old word, not used, largesse.
Yeah.
Largesse.
How big is it?
Yeah.
He's talking about Kamala, I guess.
That, I look at it another way, too. The idea of, quote, unquote, stimulating the economy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if I lived in, you know, Three Forks, Utah, and, you know, I might go down to the general store every day. But if I live here, I'm going to buy from all kind of folks. I'm going to stimulate the economy where I live, like the guys that just came out and did a bunch of tree work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you got a fellow that's going to come out and do some painting.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a guy that does some roofing, a fellow who fixes your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
There's the appliances that you buy, the groceries that you buy. We're talking about people at home spending money where they live.
Right.
It stimulates the economy because when I pay that roofer guy, then he's got people that work under him that got paid. They're going to go out and they're going to spend. It's like, how fast can we throw the hot potato around?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And that's the way it should work.
That's trickle-down economics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a dirty word. Can't say that. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay.
I will let him go this time, yeah. I was at Walmart, surprise, the day the stimulus checks came out last time, and if getting the biggest big screen TV you can tote was stimulating the economy, it was happening that day. I looked like the Matrix trying to dodge all them TVs as they come out. I mean, they were running out of
them. Oh, yeah, well, they're going to stimulate.
That was all stimulated.
They're trying to do their duty.
Yes, be a good steward of the stimulus money.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know that old story, I won't go into it. You know the story about the ant and the grasshopper.
Oh, yeah, we know that story.
That's one of our favorites.
Yeah, we love that fable.
Poor old grasshopper, now, he just didn't know what was coming, did he? It's okay to be an ant. Let's put it like that. It's okay to be an ant.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you do try to share. Just don't share too much.
Right. No.
And my brother and I were talking today about... you know, helping out with organizations that are not nonprofits that do good. We were looking at the USO. I did not know a whole lot about the USO at one point. I remember just like they would go around and entertain the troops, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Y'all take a look at that USO. They do a pretty good number of different things.
Mm-hmm.
Helping folks. And there's a lot of organizations out there that help folks other than the federal government that takes my money and decides... Mm-hmm. Who they gonna give it to?
Yeah, exactly. Somebody was on Facebook the other day about a nonprofit. I cannot remember which one. I would not say if I knew, because that just I'm not sure what they had on there was right. But they said that 8 cents out of every dollar went to the mission that they were raising money for. I said I just do not believe that.
8 cents.
Yeah.
That now, don't even make sense.
I worked for a nonprofit for several years, and someone tried to tell me that 10 cents of every dollar went toward the mission. And I researched, in fact, made some phone calls. It was, I think it was 80 cents.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Of everything we took in went toward the mission.
That makes sense.
And, you know, we went around and we talked to people. Hey, man, you know, spit me some of these signs over here. I'll put your name on the back of a T-shirt. And they eat that up. Yeah. And, you know, you just have to, you know how to talk to people, know how to figure stuff out. You can get more when you're, you know, more, what is it, get more flies with sugar than you can with whatever.
Plus water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, if you're, you know, looking for flies, I mean, that's a whole different fun. You're working for spiders, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I do feel like we are charged to help our neighbors, our brothers, and those that are not as fortunate.
Yes.
We are charged to do that. And I don't think that the federal government has ever done a good job of dispensing money. I hate the fact that they've got it where we can't do anything about it. If we really don't like it, there's nothing you can do about it, I don't think.
Pretty much, no.
Many years ago, I worked in the grocery stores, and they had the food stamps. They had food stamps, and they had
cute with all the pretty colors.
Yeah, look like Canadian money. And then they had the WIC voucher, which was a great idea. But people would sell these things.
Yeah.
I don't know how they were doing, but it's now, I think, when you go in with your
plastic credit card thing.
What do they call it? Some kind of a card. Anyway. EBT. Anyway, you can buy anything with that. You buy beer, you buy cigarettes, I think so. I mean, all it is, you get the stuff and you swipe a card and you walk away.
Wow.
And you know, and it doesn't matter. I mean, many people are on welfare of their
bunch of grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It might not be something they want, but there are other people who that's a way of life.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to help someone, you know, like the organization like USO, Gary Sinise, those groups.
Oh, yeah. He does good work.
I'm real happy to help
Lieutenant
Army. Another good one is Meals on Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's I would rather do that than give my money to somebody in Washington, D.C. who decides that they need to fix that road to nowhere again.
Yeah. The park in there.
I've been working with an organization called Cats in Trees.
Really?
Yeah, little old ladies will call me, and I'll go over, and I can't do much because, you know, I don't get around as well. But I usually stand down under the tree with a dollar. I'm like, kitty, kitty. And if they come down, good. I give them the dollar.
You can't anymore. You used to call the fire department.
Well, you know what the fire department tells you? Have you ever seen a little cat skeleton up in a tree?
Never.
Get hungry enough, they'll ease on down.
I know.
Now, if there's a tornado coming, the cat will probably come on down and go hide.
Well, it'll probably come down one way or the other.
But, and then, you know.
Well, they got nine lives.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, getting up in the tree with them, that could be detrimental to your health right there.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
On another note, at about what age would you say on average should somebody start looking at moving from investing for growth into moving into investing for security like your annuity plan? What would you say, 30, 40?
Probably more like 50.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay.
Yeah. You know, it depends on the person.
Mm-hmm.
We're all about you really need aggression while you're younger. But, you know, some of these products, some of these new products we've got our hands on are projecting 11%. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to make it, but if you back test, it shows projected growth of 11%, some of them do. And that's a pretty good return.
And something, I haven't seen this in a long time. Do you recall something called a Magellan Fund?
Yes, I do.
What became of the Magellan Fund?
And I'm not sure.
Now, how did that work?
See, I can't really talk about the Magellan Fund that much.
Was a well-diversified...
Yeah, it was a mutual fund. It had a lot of different things in it. I can't remember all of them, but, you know, basically all the mutual funds
trait.
Have... You know, the same thing. They were buying lots of stocks and trickling down the taxes. Unless it was a qualified account, then it was holding the taxes. You know, Magellan Funds. I guess they did pretty good from what I remember. But what I do now is just pretty much all conservative, can't lose investments. because I'm a baby boomer, and everybody that I've been dealing with, you know, pretty much is, we're getting older, you know.
Not only that, you remember how we talked once before about the silver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sad that, not really sad, but I'm just, when I was buying a lot of silver, that was back during the time the Koch brothers went in there and played around, I had a bunch of silver. And if I had kept the silver that I sold at the time,
mm-hmm.
to the Koch brothers, if I had hung on to it, it would not be worth any more now than it was at the time that I bought it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You talking about the Hunt brothers?
Hunt, yes. Yeah. What did I say? Yeah.
Koch, I think.
Koch.
Didn't matter. Well, I knew what you
Maybe that's
about.
How they got in trouble.
yeah. Well, you know,
it wouldn't be worth any more now than it was then, as far as the
spending power.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's what they're trying to say, that it holds spending power better than when things are running away with inflation. We have no runaway inflation, guys.
Mm-hmm.
We're projecting it, or I'm not. Some people are. I say it's going to happen maybe, but not tomorrow, I don't think. Why? Because we're in deflation. Why are we in deflation? Because of the state of the economy. A lot of people don't have jobs, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of problems, you know, and it's because people, Trump tried to get them to go back to work. Every time he tried to do that, he was met head on by naysayers saying, you know, it's too dangerous, too dangerous, too dangerous, and I get that. But the fact is, he didn't kill the economy. He didn't kill it. They killed it.
You know, a lot of other people, too, that decided that, never mind the fact that we are Americans. We are Americans. Never mind that. If I can get my tennis shoes made in Malaysia, you know,
for a quarter. Yeah. It's spoiled.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then all my money is now going offshore. To, you know, build a factory somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and these folks here at home now are not working. Sam Walton is sitting there scratching his head going, hey, wait a minute, what are they doing over there at my store?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you remember June Collier?
Yes, yeah. Sure do.
Do you remember all those newspaper articles about her begging them not to have the taxes that they were going to do so she wouldn't have to go to Mexico?
Yeah.
She begged them.
Yeah.
And people like her begged. She didn't want to go to Mexico. She couldn't afford not to go to Mexico. Uh-huh.
Well,
I knew people that worked for June, and she had a lot of people that were seasonal folks. She had a bunch of regular people. She employed a lot of folks here.
But honestly, the United States shipped the jobs out, okay?
Yeah.
They shipped them out on purpose for various reasons, and we won't get into that right now. A lot of people would probably not like what I have to say, but essentially we shipped them out. Trump's trying to ship them back in.
He realizes
it's out of balance. This man is wise. He's smart. He knows we've got to do it.
Well, wait until he hears about it. Now, I've been working on this for years along with my time machine, but mm-hmm. this would work. This is my million-dollar plan.
What's that?
When everybody is born, the government gives them $1 million.
Okay.
And they can live off of that, or they can put it away, be smart with it.
Or they can give it to us. We can have
They can do what they want to with it. But if you outlive your $1 million, we come to your house and we kill you.
Oh, my God. Way,
or we send you to another country and let them take care of you. But so you've got that option. You've got your $1 million. That should last somebody a lifetime.
Well, you
if you're smart.
You know how long $1 million that somebody inherits lasts usually?
Well, they've never had $1 million and they start buying everything.
About 2 years.
See?
I've been doing this for so long. It doesn't matter how much money they have. If they're a spender, they spend it.
Well, see, what I would do if somebody gave me $1 million is I would call this guy I know. His name's David Ernest. I'd call him at 279-7431 and say, hey, look, I want to hang around a while. Take this $1 million and turn it into something for me.
Make it last.
And the guy's like Merlin. I mean, he's like a magician. He can make that work. And I would never have to. I'd be sitting up on my porch, 97 years old.
And there's no debate about that, Russ.
David Ernest, he sure is smart.
My grandfather was not a risk. He wasn't a risk taker at all.
Uh-huh.
He was. He stuck very close with municipal bonds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's all he wanted to dabble in is municipal bonds at the time.
Mm-hmm.
They were paying pretty good.
Yeah, at the time.
Mm-hmm. And at the time that he was doing that, I was growing up and learning about U.S. savings bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Did they still? I had automatically deductions coming out of my payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Those double E's.
Yeah.
Those double E's. And at the time, I think they were paying 3.5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't think about the future. They do. Everybody really, it's a right now, buy now and pay later.
That's exactly
it
what
does
it is.
Not work. Mm-hmm. It does not work.
Immediate gratification.
Oh, and Guy Hunt, not Guy Hunt, sorry, Fob James. Fob James's idea was, let me go talk to people somewhere else and convince them to come here and do business here Alabama.
Always yep. Like Fob. Now, he was a good guy.
And I think he ticked off a lot of state employees when he said, you know, you driving that car to the beach every weekend and me gassing you up, coming and going, ain't working.
Yeah. No, that's a misappropriation of funds.
But isn't that the idea, is that we should attract business here, even if it means
absolutely.
Giving them credits?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we do.
We
got to
spend the pot, get them here. Yeah. They set up shop.
We want immigration. We want it. It brings in, you know, very smart people that come to our universities. It helps our economy. We just don't want them to come in here the wrong way and then bleed our system and us pay for their medical bills and whatever ailments they have and their money. That's not fair to us. And Trump realizes that's a drain on the system.
You know who we don't want here?
Who?
Folks from Lapland.
Really?
They're nice enough, but they're always like,
want to sit in my lap?
No. Get a job. You know.
Well, I thought to Joe Biden belonged to that one.
Who?
Lord of
Joe
mercy.
Biden.
Oh, he's a touchy-feely man. He just be kissing on people and licking them in the face.
Well, I tell you what I really like. I like tax-deferred and tax-free land with no risk. Uh-huh. That's what I like.
Hey, Crawdad.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to watch the debate this evening?
I certainly am.
Yeah, we got food at home, man. We're tailgating. We're going to watch it.
I'm terrible for Joe Biden. Personally, I do. I feel like he's being used.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, he's a grown man, and he could at any point decide, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm too old for this junk.
I think he's, what's the word I'm looking for? Infirm. I think his mind is not good.
Well then there's the other side of the coin, because there's always a coin, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't seem to have a problem with his son going off to another country and selling the family name.
Oh, no.
He didn't seem to have a problem with that.
No.
He probably doesn't understand.
No.
At the time that it was going on, I think he knew full well.
I think he knew that they were doing something crooked stuff.
Well, Crawdad, we're getting close to the top
sir.
Of the hour. And do you get around pretty good? Do you still drive?
No, I haven't driven in a while. I ride a wheelchair around the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, we told him upstairs. Hey, I understand we might be
going downstairs.
Yeah, we might be going downstairs. Maybe you can get somebody to run you up one night and you hang out with us on the show.
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to do that one day, but I just don't think that's possible, guys. But thank you for the invite.
Well, the invite is open.
Yes, it is.
You show up
and
one night.
And y'all always, every night, you're entertaining and you also very informative. You're a strange crowd, but we love you.
Well,
I take that as a compliment.
I think that's what it takes is to be a little bit strange to do this.
Yeah, all right. And you have one of the most creative people, Rusty, there, I swear to God.
Oh, there's something wrong.
No doubt about
it. Something wrong with that boy.
No doubt.
He got dropped.
Something wrong with him, too.
He got dropped when he was little. I don't know what's wrong with him.
Sometimes it helps with the creativity to be dropped.
Yes, he does.
There you go.
Well, take care, fellas.
Crawdad, we appreciate it. And that invitation is open, and you call us anytime.
Much obliged.
Thank you, my friend.
Boy, he's just right there.
He's very knowledgeable.
He pays attention to what's going on,
and he's thinking. Mm-hmm. I mean, but he's got a lot of knowledge, and you know, that's good.
We'll have to ask him how he come up with Crawdad.
I'm sure he's got a pretty good story.
Was he in the crawdad business at one time, a crawdad magnate like Forrest Gump?
Maybe.
And he had a friend named Bubba Crawdad, and I don't know.
No, he didn't barbecue the crawdads, but who knows?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever eaten crawdad.
Yeah, out of that crawdad pun, you eat crawdads all the time, man.
I probably have.
If you're Cajun.
Well, you know, if they're running around, what's that? Eat it. Okay.
Yeah.
It happens. Hey, we got about 2 or 3 minutes. Why don't you close it out?
Yeah, man. This is debate night.
Yes, it is.
You know, Trump and Biden are going to face off in their very first matchup.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exciting because we think it's going to be very, very, very obvious who the winner will be.
And who's the moderator? Wallace? Chris? Is that right?
Yeah, Chris Wallace, I think.
And why couldn't they get that good-looking lady on TV there? I think she'd have done a better job.
Because she might do too good of a job.
Well,
I don't know.
Biden better wear chewing on her hair and licking her ears and everything. So
distracting. But anyway, you know, we talk about all these things about your taxes being deferred or going tax-free or not being reported to the government every year, the IRS, so they'll want to get some of it, mm-hmm. you know, or to fix it where, you know, you'll still make good money if the market goes up, but if it goes down, you don't lose any.
Right.
So, you know, and I was asked a question. Crawdad just asked me a question about what age. Well, to get real defensive about it, it depends on the person, you know. When I say defensive, I mean get out of the so-called extreme aggression.
Mm-hmm.
But what you got to remember is we use extreme aggressive products in this, but we just don't put everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that's in these aggressive products is the interest that you could have been paid off the bonds. So you take last year, some of the products took like a 1.5% or 2% return and turned them into 12%.
Wow.
You know, not to mention that maybe you got a 10 or 15% bonus on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then they can project 6%, maybe even 11% returns, depending on the strategy we use.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to tell you is there's no need in taking risks.
Right.
There's no need in paying lots of taxes. There's no need in not sleeping at night. There's no debate. Let's don't even debate it. It don't need to be debated. You need safety when you get older. 279-7431. That's 279-7431. And if you want to debate me about it, we can talk.
But I think you won't debate about it because you know it's the right thing to do. It's the best thing for you to do for yourself. David Ernest will get you into something good. Remember that? I talked about that a while ago.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And we'll be back tomorrow night here on News Talk 93.1 with more health and wealth. Don't forget Terry Adams here on Thursday night.
I'm looking forward to that.
And like I said, we can get into something good. Hermits.
Yeah, they still got long hair by today's
day. Well, they're old guys. Well,